A political crisis in Iraq has erupted into violence after the powerful Shiite leader Muqtada al-Sadr announced he was quitting frontline politics. Gunfire and explosions have rocked Baghdad's high-security green zone in the past few hours, with reports of heavy fighting between rival Shiite factions. At least 20 people have been killed and hundreds injured in the worst fighting the Iraqi capital has seen in years. Victoria Gatenby begins our coverage.
Chaos in Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone. Rival Shiite factions targeting each other. The fighting escalated late on Monday night after a day of violence and political turmoil. Protests broke out after Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr announced he was quitting frontline politics. His supporters broke into the presidential palace, which houses the prime minister's office, many even taking to the palace pool.
Our demands are to dissolve parliament and to hold the corrupt to account. And we say, my master, Muqtada al-Sadr, their pride is under your feet. And we'll sacrifice for you. Victory is ours.
Caretaker Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi halted cabinet sessions until further notice. But Iraq's political life was already in limbo. There's been deadlock for almost a year since Muqtada al-Sadr's party won the largest share of seats in elections last October. It wasn't enough to secure a majority, and Sadr hasn't been able to form a government of his choosing. He told his MPs to resign in June, and his supporters have been protesting since July. Some even briefly occupied parliament. They want new elections without the participation of Iran-backed groups.
This is an Iraqi revolution. Iraq should be returned to its people.
This is not the first time Sadr's announced his retirement from politics, and many have dismissed it as a bluff to gain leverage over his rivals. Already several protesters have been killed and hundreds wounded. And it's feared Sadr's latest move could lead to yet more instability. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.
Well, our correspondent Mahmoud Abdelwahid is in Baghdad.
We're now very close to the green zone where the clashes is continuing between armored brigades affiliated to Muqtada al-Sadr on the one hand, and on the other hand, military units. They say the Sadr supporters say that the armed groups shooting at them are affiliated to the popular mobilization forces. We cannot independently verify that, but we know for certain that caretaker Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi earlier warned security forces not to use live bullets against protesters. There have been sniper shots coming from on top of the building. If you've just heard this explosion, we've been hearing explosions, several explosions. Many people here say that probably mortar rockets or rocket probably grenades fired in the area, in and around the green zone. The situation remains very tense. As you know, that it's ironic because the green zone, which is a battlefield now between the rival factions, has been the heavily fortified area that is home to government offices and international diplomatic missions, including the U.S. embassy and the embassy of the U.K.
Well, Al Jazeera's Dawsa Jabari is in Tehran with more on how the Iranian government is reacting to the violence in Baghdad.
Well, we've heard from officials in Iran who have advised their citizens not to travel to Iraq. They have also canceled all flights to Iraq as a result of the instability that is ongoing in that country. There's a travel advisory for all Iranian citizens to avoid travel to the country. They have also close all the land border crossings between Iraq and Iran. Of course, the two countries are neighbors and they share a very long border that stretches about 1,300 kilometers. We also heard from the foreign ministry spokesperson a little earlier this evening, and he said that the Iranian government believes that there's no political impasse that Iraq can't solve itself, and that the Iranians are recommending that Iraq pursue a solution to political misunderstandings that they're having based on its constitution, which is interesting, of course, because one of the main issues that is at the core of the dispute between Muqtada al-Sadr's supporters and the government is the constitution itself and the laws that have been put in place about the system of government that they have.
Well, Muqtada al-Sadr has been a crucial figure in Iraqi politics for a long time. The Shiite leader's Sadrist movement is one of the most powerful factions. He rose to prominence after the end of Saddam Hussein's leadership in 2003. He's demanded the departure of American troops and is against Iran's influence. His movement secured the top position after parliamentary elections in October last year, winning 73 seats, but neither he nor his rivals had enough seats for a majority. After months of failing to form a government, Sadr ordered his MPs to resign in June, and his supporters have protested in central Baghdad since July, briefly occupying parliament. Albert Wolf is a research associate at Johns Hopkins University. He isn't shocked by Sadr's announcement.
Frankly, I think this is Sadr being Sadr. I do believe that this is... I wouldn't call it a stunt per se, but I do believe that he's jockeying for leverage in this current political crisis. The past two elections have yielded the same exact results. You know, they've, you know, he is not, you know, and one of the things that's pushing him is that he has not been able to get a prime minister of his choosing. The coordination, you know, one of the things that he demanded was that the coordination framework nominate someone who was quote unquote independent from Nouri al-Maliki. That's one thing that's pushed this. And the second thing is that, you know, he's resisting of, you know, US and Iranian influence. So these are a couple of the things that are pushing this, but these are tactics that Sadr has used since 2003. Well, I don't believe that he's retiring from politics, and I don't believe anybody else believes that either. He's also said he's going on a hunger strike. You know, Sadr is one of the few, if not the only figure in the Iraqi public sphere who could summon hundreds of thousands of people onto the streets, literally. I think that you're in for, as you mentioned in your question, another election. I think that the election will probably result in a very similar result as the last two elections, and probably with, you know, low voter turnout, if not lower voter turnout, than the last two.